behind, as Mufti Saab explained, that ulama have said there must be a clear-cut division and distinction in us. That is the kafirun, in the surah is said, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. What you worship, we don't worship. In other words, your way of life, the whole surah is centered on this. You have got a different way of life, we have got a different way of life. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. You have your way of life, we have our way of life. In other words, the two are completely separate, they cannot mix. There is no mixing in this year. And then to stress it more clearly, the next surah, our way of life is قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. That Allah is one. We are only His. We are only going to follow His ways. So we must make sure that in our whole life there is a complete distinction between us and the non-believers. They have got their way of thinking. They have got their way of living. They have got their way of dressing. They have got their way of making holidays. They have got their way of doing everything. Ours must be completely different. And from this month of Muharram and Ashura, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made it practically even more clear that even in the ibadat, fasting, which is also an ibadat in them, in us also, but we will still be different. We will fast 9 and 10 or 10 and 11 to show that we are different. So there is a very important thing we should try and bring into us. And this is from our ideologies also, what we believe in, what we think, our dressing, our way of doing anything, the style of our houses must be also different. For us particularly is simplicity and being down to earth. For them is all fancy things, trimmings, making outward trimmings, etc. And for them is tarafu, to be up. So they sit on their sofas, on their settees, and with great ease and comfort. That is not our way. So even that, we have got our way. Also, which is a very disturbing thing, and which has practically overtaken the ummah without any necessity to use the high toilet. Our system is to use the flat toilet. That is the sunnah system, to squat and relieve for yourself. And medically also, and scientifically it has been proven, this is the best way. If a person is old, he cannot manage, his bones are sore, joints are sore, that's a different thing. But without necessity to use the high toilet, is not at all our system. And everything, we should have a distinction. It must be seen clearly that we are different from the non-believers. So this is not only sunnah to read in the namaz, but it is to take this great lesson from it. That in every time, the same thing in Surah Fatiha, that O Allah, ihdina siratal mustaqim. Again, yeah, siratal ladina an'amta alayhim. The people who are mun'am alayhim, those people whom Allah has showed their favors upon, and not the people who are ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. The common tafsir is Jews and Christians, but all non-believers, whoever they are, that we will follow the way of the salihin, the righteous and the pious, and not the way of the dhalin, and not the people who follow their desires and their nafs. So there is a very important lesson we should try and bring in our lives, that in everything, from our thinking, our desires, our ibadat, our way of living, our way of eating, everything must be different. Today also, very sadly, we are going more and more closer towards the eating of the non-believers. Where we sit at tables and eat, for example, or even if we sit on the floor, which is, mashallah, a great thing. But together with that, today very common is everyone eats in his own plate. Our system is to share the food, not to eat in one plate, but from one plate, a few people should eat. Actually, it was the thali, a big dish, and where 5, 6, 7, 8 people eat from. That was our system, in which there is shifa in that food for everyone. Su'rul mu'min shifa'un. The leftover of a believer, there is shifa. Then there is muhabbat that is created when we share the food. So that was our system. Even in that, we are copying them. In our sunnah also, we brought their style. We sit down on the floor to eat, but we use their style. And the amount of utensils, though we're sitting on the floor, for every one person, if he drank water in a glass, he won't drink juice in that glass. He must have another glass again. Forget, even if it's your another Muslim brother, share it. That is what we should be doing. But that we find beyond ourselves. And the same person doesn't want to drink juice in the same glass and water in the same glass. So we should try and bring this complete different way. Our Bada al-Islamu ghariba. Islam started in a very strange and ajeeb way. وَسَيْعُودُ إِلَى الْغُرَبَىٰ. A time will come when again you practice on Islam and people will, what is this person up to? What's he doing? فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَىٰ. Glad tidings are given for those people who will be different from the other people. So our sleeping, our eating, our living, everything we should try and have our exclusive Islamic way of life. And also from this month of Muharram, where our new year has started, so which is from the Hijrat. So yeah, also we should make Hijrat from our other old ways, wrong ways, and make Hijrat towards the right ways of Deen. May Allah give us tawfiq and realize who we are, and let us live up to that qualities which we are supposed to have within us. Wa akhiru dawana.